I read an article at MissMagazine.com, which I put in a link, and the title of this article is A Feminist Visits Comic-Con. And for those of you that don't know, Comic-Con is something like the foremost venue for all things and regarding comic books and even video games and all that kind of stuff. Pretty much comic book culture. Now, with that said, of course, the majority of the people attending Comic-Con are going to be men, boys and men. So, of course, whenever a bunch of boys and men get together and enjoy something together, as soon as that event starts to gain notoriety, you're going to start to see the feminist invasion start squawking and intervening and interjecting itself, because who are men to want to do things that they enjoy without women squawking and squeaking about it? So this feminist invades Comic-Con, and she's going through and noticing that, and I know this might be surprising, that there's a lot of sex for sale on display in Comic-Con. And I don't mean like prostitution, I mean like animated female porn. Artwork of women in provocative poses. Because we all know comic books have never featured women with huge boobs or women with incredible physiques that, you probably have never seen a woman obtain in real life. I mean, this is par for the course in comic book culture. And so, of course, this feminist had a problem with that and deemed it sexism. And what really gets to me is that these feminists never create anything worthwhile. I mean, back then, when a bunch of comic book nerds were getting together and forming Comic-Con, these feminists and women as a whole would have called them nerds, dweebs, geeks, whatever pejorative term to put them down and to insult what they were trying to do. Now that Comic-Con has become something that the majority of people would probably have fun attending, men and women included, now that there's money involved, now the feminists have a problem with it. And what's funny is that, and she goes into detail about the cosplayers, which are women that get paid money to dress up in revealing clothing in order to emulate the characters of these comic books or video games or what have you. Completely voluntary. Nobody points a gun to their head and tells them, imitate Storm from X-Men. No, they get there, they put on their costumes, and they're there to look pretty, and they acknowledge that they're there to look pretty, and feminists deem that sexism. I guess the paychecks that these women are cashing at the end of the day aren't sexist, though. You see, women, this is why nobody respects you. This is why nobody respects you. You go on and on about sexism, which, by the way, what does it say about women as a whole? That as soon as something gets popular, even if it's something that women generally aren't interested in, as soon as something becomes popular, you see women start flocking in droves to expose their bodies in order to extract money from that event. What does that say about women? Why is that the fault of men? Why is that in any way the fault of men? These women, like I said before, aren't forced to do this. And it shows you that many, many, many women are happy being prostitutes, even in events that they don't enjoy, because let's be honest, these women aren't coming here for the new X-Men catalog, all right? Or the new video game that's out. They're coming there because they know that there's money there. I mean, where were all these hot chicks or whatever when Comic-Con was first getting off the ground, before it was getting money pumped into it, before it had tons of people attending it? If this was really about these women that just enjoy the Comic-Con culture, then they would have been there from the get-go. I know it's trivial to talk about Comic-Con, but it's really not about Comic-Con when you think about it. It is about the fact that feminist women believe that it is their divine right to impose themselves upon things that they did not build with their personal agendas, as though it should be respected. And this is why feminism, although it has plenty of supposedly stated goals, when you examine the behavior, you see that feminism is a movement that camouflages itself, or better yet, adjusts itself to the whims of women so that it can be anything. And so this is how we saw the situation with the Atheist Conference and Richard Dawkins telling the girl who had the nerve to make a big fuss about some guy approaching her in the elevator. We all know who I'm talking about. I don't even remember the girl's name. But yeah, she made a video after going to an atheist conference. And let's be honest, what does feminism have to do with atheism? Last I checked, atheism was not believing in any higher power. So what does feminism have to do with that? Oh, I see, I see. You want your place at the table, even though you didn't do anything to build any kind of atheist movement. And you know, these words are coming from a Christian. I have no interest in defending the atheist movement, but it's obvious what feminists at an atheist rally are attempting to do. They are trying to gain capital for every conceivable grassroots movement. They are trying to interject themselves into every conceivable grassroots movement so that they have a say, even though they had nothing to do and oftentimes don't even reflect the opinions of that movement. It's an excellent strategy. And to be honest, it works. But anyway, back to what I was talking about before. This woman, this feminist at the atheist convention, walks into an elevator, and in that elevator, she's propositioned for a date by a man who she deemed creepy. And then she has the nerve to get up on YouTube and talk about when we're in the elevator and you see us and we're just there existing, don't do that. Don't ask us out. Excuse me. But when we're in the elevator, don't hit on us. That's not cool, guys. Don't do that. And this passive-aggressive, squeaking, squawking little tone that is just disgusting. And this is how these feminists operate. They think that it's their right to control everybody's behavior. It's a pre-crime attitude. Do what I say before I even know what it is I want you to say and do. This is why nobody respects women, because feminism has successfully attached itself as the foremost experts and representatives of women, and women have done nothing to resist this. Now, my upcoming videos are going to be exploring the role that men play in enslaving ourselves to feminism, but I just wanted to demonstrate to women one of the many reasons why you get no respect in this society. If you want to interject yourselves into mainly male venues of fun and enjoyment, then it is up to you to bring something to the table. We are not required to like your feminism, and we don't want it to be part of our creations. And if you don't like that, then go off and make your own enjoyable creations. All right, you can't. You don't. You'd rather just wait till men make something profitable that everybody can benefit from, and then you want your place. I mean, explain it to me. Is it that you just can't make anything enjoyable, or that you think that it's just too much work? I mean, did you discover that it's a little bit harder than pushing papers at an HR job or earning a women's studies degree? Build something for yourself. Make something fun that men want to come to. Why is it that you never see a bunch of women getting together and making something that men enjoy going to? Could it be that talks on feminism aren't appealing to the masses? Could it be that discussions on patriarchal theory isn't the idea of fun for most people? Could it be that you know this, and because of that, you have to legislate your place at the table? You have to demand it like juvenile little girls and expect men to welcome you at things that you didn't earn? In places that you don't belong? And yes, I said it, you don't belong. You don't belong not specifically because you have female genitalia. You don't belong because you have nothing to contribute. If the people that have nothing to contribute happen to be women, then so be it. So be it. That's all I really gotta say.